2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Scotty, 97.5, 1280, The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network. Hope you're all well. Hans, you and I don't get a chance to chat a lot of baseball, but this is a big event as Salt Lake Community College, their baseball team, which, by the way, ranked number 11th. They're 22-1 at home during the season, overall 45-8, entering into this Western District tournament coming up. It'll kick off on Thursday. And joining us now, Slick head coach D.G. Nielsen, kind enough to join us. How are you?
Hey, coach.
Doing really well. Good to be here.
Hey, we're excited to chat with you and talk a little bit about what has been a really just an incredible season. What is it about your team that's really led things to where you're at right now?
Well, that's a loaded question. It's a good group. Very talented, very athletic. And more importantly, they just are good kids, and it makes it fun to show up every day.
So now you get an opportunity to host this tournament. How much does it mean? I mean, we've got this 22-1 record at Cape Field. How much does it mean to have this tournament at your place?
It's huge. In baseball, it's unlike most other sports where every field is a little different. Dimensions, playing surface. And we all kind of recruit to our own field. And in our field, it's a big part. Turf field that guys need to run fast on and make plays. And to have it here, it's pretty special.
So also, you've got CSI, which will be there. You've got the Region 1 champion, Central Arizona. Region 9 champion, Southeast Community College out of Nebraska. Let's talk about the competition you're facing, because it seems like you got the who's who coming in here to your field.
Yeah, it's a loaded field, and it's the hard part of junior college baseball. There's no automatic bid. It's all kind of a regionalized and numbers based. You have two highly ranked teams. And then Southeastern, who is a loaded ball club, they have the top hitter in the country right now. And only one team gets to go. And then add CSI, who now, because the way it works, the hosting region gets two in, and CSI is as good a club as I've seen around. They're a quality club that can flat out hit and really pitch it. So it's tough. When it goes to the national rankings, the team ERA, you've got three teams in here that are in the top 10 in the country with ERA.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we need to get some people out to this ball field, and we need to get as much support as we can get out there to try to help the cause. And yeah, that's really what this is all about, you know, really just trying to get the community to surround this, because it's a unique opportunity to have the Western District Tournament right here in our own backyard. And, Coach, I got to imagine you'd love to have as many people out there as you can get.
Absolutely. And then taking pride in our area. Salt Lake, we have probably 70-plus percent of our players are from Utah. CSI coming in is around that number. You have a lot of talent in Utah showing off this weekend at Kate Field. And it's a great facility. Not only is it one of the best playing surfaces and facilities around, our administration is finally building around it. We're building a clubhouse and all sorts of stuff to kind of upgrade it this summer. It's a great facility and a great venue to watch these young athletes put on a show.
You've got your team playing well. Kyle Taylor had the basketball team right there in the thick of a national championship as well. What's in the water there at Slick right now? You guys are there's been a lot of good things going on right now.
Yeah, it is an incredible athletic department. And that starts on top. You go to our president, Denise Heflin is one of the best around. Add to it, because it takes a school to create something like this. I think we're ranked number three in the country academically. It's not a normal junior college. We're able to provide all of what you need to move on. Plus, kids are getting upper level classes that work. And then obviously financially, it's a very great place to start your education. And to bring athletes in here, have the opportunity to move them forward. And we are so well supported from her to our VP Chuck to our athletic director Kevin. They do a great job and care about the athlete first and their future, which allows things like this to happen.
Well, I just went to slccbruins.com. Again, that's just slccbruins.com. And right there on the front page, it says Western District Baseball Playoffs. You click on that, it takes you to a ticket page for you to buy your tickets. This is a perfect opportunity to get out there with your kids and take the whole family, go out there and cheer on. As Coach was talking about, it's not just SLCC that's bringing the local talent out. There's going to be a lot of local talent coming in to that field. So please go get the tickets, go out there, enjoy some of these amazing games and cheer them on, because you just don't get to see this often.
No, really appreciate it. And these kids have worked hard, and then I'll say it. I think we are quite talented and very athletic from top to bottom and from speed to power. And then we've been in that spot in the top one or two in the country ERA. The guys will pound the zone and play a great style of baseball to watch. It's fun to watch.
So before we let you go, Coach, I know you want to take it one game at a time, and you got to focus on this thing. But what's the winner of this tournament? What's the end game? What do they move on to?
All right. So then the winner of this tournament goes to the World Series.
Wow.
And I'll be frank, the junior college baseball's got to get better in their national tournament. They're still stuck at 10 teams. To have four teams of this caliber here and only one goes is kind of a travesty, and that happens throughout the country. And time to expand that a little bit and follow the NCAA model that is exciting to watch. But it's a neat start and beginning, and we go take care of business this weekend. 10 teams in the country will go to Grand Junction next week or in a week and a half and play for national title.
Well, Coach, good luck. We're rooting for you. Let's get a big crowd out there. It should be a lot of fun, and let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
Coach.
Got
it. Fun conversation right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. We'll be posting a link to those tickets here pretty soon. But Slick, one of four teams playing in this tournament. The winner moves on and plays in the Junior College World Series. D.G. Nielsen, head coach of that Slick baseball team.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.